Welcome to Early Intervention Matters, the podcast that helps parents, teachers, and health professionals understand the diagnosis, treatment, care, and support of children with autism, ADHD, Tourette's, and other neurodevelopmental challenges. Your host, Dr. Inyang Takon, is a consultant neurodevelopment pediatrician, and she will provide insight through interviews, answering questions, and breaking down complicated topics. By sharing stories from parents and professionals in the field, we hope to make sense of what can be an overwhelming topic. Early intervention is crucial with children with developmental difficulties. Yes, early intervention matters. And now, here's your host, Dr. Inyang Takon.
This is Early Intervention Matters, and this is your host, Dr. Takon. Today I'm going to talk about a very interesting observation. I think it's very important. And that's the question of why neurodevelopmental diagnoses such as ADHD and autism spectrum disorder or tic disorders and several other neurodevelopmental disorders is very important. I am a neurodevelopmental pediatrician and I have been practicing for over 20 years. So I am fortunate to have been able to observe and witness children and see how they present differently. I'll start by saying that no two children are the same, but also the fact that it's important for us to understand every child and not to take the general feeling or knowledge of what we have read somewhere to think everything applies to our child. It's very important that young people who are experiencing increasing difficulties have their needs met. Now, young people may have been functioning very well as younger children, and parents may have never questioned or thought about difficulties in the child, especially in the home setting. One thing we have to realize is that the home is the comfort area for the child. So any child that is at home knows their home, their families, their siblings, and that place is very familiar for them. Now, when children step out of the home, that's where the social demands come in. They have to then adapt to different things, their different environments. There's a lot of change. There are noises coming up all the time. There are things, unexpected things are happening. So that child becomes very challenged by several things that are not happening in the home. And therefore, children who are wired differently. We say wired because it's a transmission of our nerves and how we adapt to things in our brain that determines how we respond to different situations. Children who have the potential for some of these patterns of behaviors we see in some of these conditions would have those demands increasing, and sometimes their difficulties with coping in those situations become very obvious. Therefore, it is not unexpected that parents may think, my child doesn't do this at home, my child doesn't do this at home, whereas reports of that behavior is happening in different settings and the schools are reporting in. And the other pattern can happen. So sometimes schools might say, the child doesn't display this at school, he's very fine. And in that situation, that child might be trying to hold everything together, and when they get home, they explode because that's their safe zone, that's where they feel that they can display these behaviors. So it's very important that we understand not only the patterns of how neurodevelopmental disorders evolve, but also that how our child reacts to different things, and also observe how our child functions when there are different changes or different demands or even in social settings. So that child who seems like they're able to cope with friends or adapt easily may actually be holding different things and having a lot of anxiety. Which brings me to the topic of anxiety, because anxiety is one situation where the child might actually look like they are not anxious, whereas they're trying very hard to manage their anxiety themselves. So I just want to encourage us as parents, because having these needs met early and identified is very important. We do know that when young people eventually move away, for example, moving out of the family home or going to university or going to other areas where they then need these coping strategies, sometimes those transitions bring out very huge difficulties, and the child that we thought could cope initially suddenly has those defenses broken down and they cannot cope and they're struggling. And some young people have had to stop their education because they just couldn't cope in that setting. Suddenly they're having to live with people that they were not able to, they're having to live with people for the first time, and they're having to socialize and they're having to engage in all these things that they never were challenged to do when they were at home. And we start seeing the breakdown of all these defenses. So it's important to be open, gather as much information, ask other people who know your child and how your child behaves in different settings. Not talked about specific disorders, but this applies to when assessing young people for different disorders. The same child who was a very lively, active, sociable child when they were younger could still be the same child who later on struggles in social situations and finds difficulties with coping. So I hope this has thrown some light into some of the things we may encounter, and I'm very happy to answer specific questions relating to this. In my podcast series, I talk about different disorders, but I just felt that as a general rule, this is important because transition will come for every child and the presentation may differ, may change, and it's important that we are ready for this. Thank you very much for listening, and do have a good day. As we always say, early intervention leads to better outcome, and early intervention can only be achieved by early diagnosis. So thank you for listening into the series today. I know some of the things we've talked about today would probably have generated some questions or need to seek clarification. So I'm happy to take questions, and I'll invite you to send your questions to eim@drtacon.com. Thank you for listening in.